Good morning. Temperature up to 30 degrees here in downtown Wausau under fair skies. I'm Chad Holmes. The time is 9:07, hour number two of this Friday edition, Good Friday edition of the Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Coming up at 9:20, we'll have our weekly Wisconsin sports segment with Paul Micklegg. That's in just a few minutes. Also, wanted to remind you that today is the final day. A chance to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells in our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. It's been going on the last couple of weeks, and each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3, you have a chance to win an overnight stay real easy by just texting the keyword. In fact, it occurred back in the 7 o'clock hour, so we got three more chances today. The next chance will be at 10 o'clock, as in the first 10 to 15 minutes of the program, Jane Mantenere will announce the keyword, and then what you have to do is open up the Civic Media app, go to the Bow Falls radio page, click on the text button, and then send in the word. So it's real simple. If you have not downloaded the app yet, do it right now. Get that free Civic Media app. It's really a terrific source. It's basically like having 20 apps in one. You have all the stations of the Civic Media radio network right there at your fingertips. You open up Bow Falls Radio, you're able to listen to what's on the air. You're able to listen to our sports streams when we have a special sports broadcast on, and a whole bunch more. You're able to text this program. You're able to call this program, and a whole bunch more. So again, just go to your app store or go to your Google Play, and to be able to get the Civic Media app. Again, that's a chance here to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells. We've had winners. Oh, man, four winners every single day. Some of the winners I see on the list, Scott from Chippewa Falls, John from Phillips, Steve from Hayward, Dan from Hillsboro, a whole bunch of different winners, a chance to win that Chula Vista overnight stay. And then also everybody that enters, everybody, even the winners, will then be part of the grand prize drawings, a couple of grand prize drawings as well, including new bikes, outdoor patio furniture, a blender, really good stuff, and a whole bunch more. So last day, so make sure you tune in. When this show ends, stick around for Jane Mantenere and get the keyword, text it, and then perhaps win. And then also tune in at 1 o'clock with Todd Alba, and then 3 o'clock as well with Maggie Dawn. Text to win. Ride into Spring statewide contest. Today is the last day here on Bow Falls Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network. Need to say hello and good morning to our in-studio engineer, Ian Welsh. Ian, good morning.
Hello and good morning, Chad.
How are things with you?
Pretty quiet this week. For next week, it's going to get super busy because I start my rehearsals for the next show. My next show, Anything Goes, on Monday.
Very good. So we'll obviously stay up to speed on what you're doing with that next production. And again, really enjoyed your last one with the Drowsy Chaperone. So try to get to your next show as well. As you said, it's going to be a busy week. You going on stage, but next week is also Election Day. And that's on true. Tuesday, it is the spring election. And in fact, during the information update, when we were getting the news, weather, and sports, I pulled up on my computer myvote.wi. And if you go to myvote.wi, you're able to see everything that's on your ballot for Tuesday's election. I live in the village of Weston, so I pulled it up, and I have the presidential primary ballots. You either choose Democratic or Republican. Obviously, there's only one candidate still running on each side, but it's interesting to look, because when you do get your ballot, if you get a Democratic ballot, you'll see Joe Biden's name, you'll see Dean Phillips' name, and then you have an uninstructed delegation. And again, there are some folks again talking about protest votes because of their thinking that the president has lacked in some way in terms of his role in terms of trying to stop the Hamas-Israel war. But again, I just think that's that's a whole different subject. So, again, Biden, Phillips, and uninstructed on the Democratic side. On the Republican side, still a lot of names on this ballot. Of course, you got Donald J. Trump, who will be the nominee of the Republican Party. Still on the ballot, Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, and Chris Christie, plus uninstructed delegation as well. For my ballot, you got Marathon County Supervisor, District 19, Yi Lengzhong, who's been on this program. He is the current supervisor. He is running unopposed. You got a municipal judge, Everest Metro Joint Municipal Court, and there's nobody on the ballot. It's an interesting to see that. You got Weston Village trustee on my ballot. You got three on the ballot. And it says vote for no more than three. So all three will be unless write-ins win. But Stephen Cronin, Jasper Hartinger, Jamie Weiland, all on the ballot. Three village trustees in Weston. D.C. Everest Area School District, the school board. We talked to Larry Schaefer just a couple weeks ago. He is on the ballot. He has been a longtime member of the D.C. Everest School Board. And then you have Stephen Cronin and Katie Felch. Two will be elected out of those three. And then what I want to talk about for a few minutes, there are two referendum questions on the ballot, wherever you may be. Mm-hmm. One is concerning the use of private funds in election administration. And the question is, use of private funds in election administration, shall Section 7 of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to provide that private donations and grants may not be applied for, accepted, expended, or used in connection with the conduct of any primary election or referendum? Yes or no? And then question number two, concerning state of Wisconsin election officials. It says, question two, election officials, shall Section 7 Dash 2 of Article 3 of the Constitution be created to provide that only election officials designated by law may perform tasks in the conduct of primaries, elections, and referendums. And in a vacuum, it seems like, well, maybe yes would be the answer. But there's a good write-up on the recombobulation area where Dan Schaefer, you hear Dan on so many of the civic media programs, he writes about this. And he says, headline, good in theory, bad in practice, worse in process. Why you should vote no on two statewide referendum questions to amend the Wisconsin Constitution. He says election denier conspiracy theories are fueling these statewide referendum questions. Mm. Voters should reject them. And he's exactly right. Again, these are, again, a couple of referendum questions based on the Republican Party in Wisconsin trying to placate the mega forces who will not accept any elections that Donald Trump loses. And every ballot, there's always these referendum questions. But right. The idea here is, and Schaefer says it well, in theory, a question on whether private funds should be allowed in election administration should have a simple answer. Devoid of context, it might make the most sense to keep private dollars out of elections. But he says, look under the hood, will show you that this is not a genuine attempt to solve a real problem. What this is instead is an effort to placate the election deniers within the Republican Party who have been whipped into a frenzy by conspiratorial claims of Zuckerbucks impacting election results. In fact, I'm bringing up my phone right now because yesterday I received a text and it came, let me see here. Came from a 608 number.
Oh, I got one of those too.
Yeah, it says, stop liberal billionaires from taking over our elections. And it has a picture of Mark Zuckerberg. It says, ban the Zuckerbucks scheme in Wisconsin. Vote yes on questions one and two. And this idea that Mark Zuckerberg is buying elections is crazy. And It started basically funds received during the COVID-19 pandemic because Mark Zucker and his wife have a nonprofit organization, the Center for Tech and Civic Life. And they gave funds to help municipalities run an election during the COVID-19 pandemic. The organization did issue grants, which were used by more than 100 municipalities in 38 of Wisconsin's 72 counties, with a majority of those funds going to the state's five biggest cities. But as an article on WUVM said, multiple courts in the Wisconsin Elections Commission since found that the funds were legal. There was nothing illegal or nefarious happening here. And the second question also centers around a conspiracy theory having to do with a consultant in the city of Green Bay and their connections to the Center for Tech and Civic Life. But reports have since found that Green Bay handled its 2020 election properly. So again, this is all about, again, these election deniers thinking that we have to do something. And the thing about it is, in a perfect world, you would not have any of this money coming in. Absolutely. But you also have to fund elections. And if the Republicans really wanted to get an answer to these questions they have, they could work in a bipartisan way with Democrats and the governor to properly fund elections where there would be no need for any of these funds from nonprofits. So again, so you take away any possible funding and then you don't fund the elections. There's equipment that needs to be replaced. There's also many other costs that come with putting on elections. So again, there has been, just last year, Schaefer says, the Republican-controlled Joint Finance Committee cut a funding request from the Wisconsin Elections Commission to add staff. Again, you, the old saying, you can't have it both ways. Well, Republicans are trying to have it both ways. So the bottom line is, vote no on both of the referendum questions on Tuesday's ballot. Coming up, we will be talking Wisconsin sports. We'll be joined again by Paul Micklin coming up next. This is the Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:20 here on this Good Friday morning. Joined again by Paul Micklin. And thank you for coming on in here. It's a holiday, obviously, especially at Newman Catholic being Good Friday. So appreciate you coming on in.
Yeah, thank you. And, you know, and my wife's at work and I'm not.
Well,
that's a win for me, there, right?
That's a W to start off the weekend, that's for sure. And there's a lot to talk about. Let me tell you, there's a lot going on when you look at it's that real busy time of year where you got, of course, the Bucks wrapping up their regular season. They're down to the single digits in terms of regular season games. You got the NCAA Sweet 16 with MU going on tonight. You have opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers. Even had some some rumbles about the Packers going to Brazil this week and all that stuff. But a lot to go on. Let's start with the college basketball, because when we talked last week, and it was before the first round for both Wisconsin and Marquette, and it started with Marquette on Friday, and they had a rough go of it early on, and it was looking pretty bleak in the first half where they got off to a terrible start, but they were able to battle back and beat Western Kentucky, and then just a nail-biter on Sunday, get past Colorado. So it was not easy for Marquette, but they got through. And then Wisconsin, it was just a late Friday night, a rough end of the season. And obviously now, again, all the hand-wringing begins again. But it, as you looked at the NCAA for Wisconsin and Marquette, let's start with the Badgers, obviously. Their season's over. We can talk more about Marquette. It felt like the Badgers were starting to, again, play better towards the end of the regular season of the Big Ten tournament, and then just laid an egg on Friday night, and then you lose A.J. Storr, and it's just been a pretty lousy week.
Well, easy with the lose A.J. Storr. He had to go in the transfer portal because he has to, just in case when he comes back, if he decides to do that, he has to go in the people don't even understand that.
Then explain it to us.
Well, he has
then,
to.
Let's explain to this to the stupid people when you have this look on your face and the tone in your voice to stir things off.
No,
tell me why I'm stupid.
No, not you, but people on
not
the,
coming.
On
there. He's not coming back to Wisconsin.
He's probably not. But the thing is, though, he has to go in the portal. He's going to NBA or not, because he can't make the decision. He can't make the decision. He can't make the decision.
He did not have to go in the portal. He could have stayed out of the portal.
The portal window shuts, so he can still come back to Wisconsin.
Right. But if it was the NBA or Wisconsin, he did not have to go into the portal.
What if something happens? He's got to make that. I disagree with that. The thing is, you sound like a guy that's on the online because they're going after the guy from the Badgers.
I'm not the beat reporter. I'm just saying that I would be. Okay,
he's not coming back.
Okay, 100%. Okay, that's the bottom line. So don't.
But who cares? Who cares? Move on. I mean, obviously he doesn't. They find somebody else. This is the nature that we live in, Chad. Is it Greg Gard's fault? Is it somebody else's?
Why are you jumping on this like so quickly?
because I read stuff and it's just so annoying.
But that's not what we're talking about here. I'm talking about real things here.
Yeah, I'm real things is AJ Storr came here to play basketball and now he's not.
No.
That's the bottom line of it. You brought it up. You said they lost AJ Storr.
Yes. I'm saying that he
was. Is he gone 100%?
He's gone 100%. So there you go. I'm willing to bet you 25 pizzas on this one. Where if you lose, are you willing to put that
a
on?
A guy that's going to be. These people that are going to the NBA now are just crazy.
I know that.
Yeah.
But the point. Okay. Are you saying that? He was a different kind of player for Wisconsin. I mean, I'm
sorry. Yeah, he was a Johnny Davis
right. Athlete. So I'm just saying that you're making it sound like, well, there's no loss here. There is a loss there. I'm not saying blame Greg Gard because, well, according to something that I was reading, there's already offers from other colleges of seven figures, and I have no issue with Wisconsin not getting into a bidding war for anybody, even a 17-point-per-game guy. I have no issue with that. But the idea that it means nothing is also putting your head in the sand, in my opinion.
Oh, no. This is the nature we live in.
Exactly. But, again, if they come out and go 9-9 in the Big Ten or whatever, I don't even know how many games they play anymore with the new teams coming in, people are gonna be all over the coach.
Yeah.
But again, you got to have players in order to be successful. In losing a guy that had the ability to be a game changer hurts. So again, I'm not saying that blame Greg Gard. I mean, you're right. It is the system, guys. You're like, I mean, and that's one of the things as well. You got, it's a double-edged sword because if you have talent, he's going to leave. I mean, whether it's the NBA or nowadays, you have to, like the coaches say, you have to recruit all your guys every year because they have.
That's a joke.
You know, and I mean, it's
a complete joke.
But it's the way it is, like you said.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I agree. That's why we control.
So again, the bottom line is, where's Wisconsin basketball?
Wisconsin basketball is where it's going to be for as long as I am alive, going to be. If they can stay in that level of always being in the top 4, 5, 6 and compete and and one time make a run here and there, the idea to think that we're going to be, again, I'm going to just go back to the Luke Fickell thing, is making a change is not the correct thing just to make a change and try to get a splash. Because Fickell, I would say, would be a splash hire. And again, I have nothing against Fickell.
Right.
But again, last year was a perfect opportunity to win the big, and they didn't do it. So, and it's not happening anytime soon.
And you're right, where people that are so upset about this season, again, the expectations are, again, I think you see it in a lot of different sports, and professional and college, which, and again, I don't have a lot of sympathy for colleges, because too many of them now are athletic departments with academic buildings built around them.
Yes.
The whole policy of college sports is a whole different discussion. But correct. For people that follow Badger basketball, that was a good season. And again, because nowadays it's all about the tournament. It's all about the tournament. You can, if you can have a mediocre year, but if you make a nice, decent run, oh, what a great season it was. Well, 30-plus games, they were pretty good. Obviously, they were really good at certain points. They were not quite as good, but it was a good ride.
You know what I mean? I will tell you this right now. Of the 12 teams that are left, okay, the Badgers have played, the Badgers have two wins against that group, and they have like four losses, I think, because they lost to Tennessee, they lost to Purdue once,
right.
And they lost to Illinois twice.
Right.
All right, think about that. So they're 2-4 against that record. I would like to know how many other teams have two wins against those right. 12 teams that are left.
No.
I mean, it's silly. It's just silly to talk about that. They had an awful half. That was an awful half. It was terrible. They played, and it was the worst time to do it.
Perspective. You got to have a perspective. And frankly, the number of people that are willing to cut corners just to win. I'd rather have a guy that wins at a good level like Gard does than some Yahoo's going to cut corners to win.
People, and I'm not saying there's not a better coach out there.
But,
you know what I'm saying?
Are,
I'm just saying.
But there are people that where it's all about the winning. There's nothing else. There's nothing else.
Correct.
You can run a great program, but if you don't win. And the thing is, he has won.
He is a winner.
Two-time coach of the year, and yet it's not winning enough. And there's it's a bigger question on the whole college athletic landscape that unfortunately is we're in. We got to take a break. We'll be right back. And welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Well, that was an interesting first segment.
Yeah, it was.
How about Marquette? Obviously, again, they found ways. I tell you, in this time of year, what is it? This win in advance. And also, you have to be good and also have to be a little bit lucky. And now they have a third straight game against a double-digit seed. And they're taking advantage of it. A chance to get to the Elite Eight without playing a single-digit seed. But obviously,
Do they put an asterisk by that?
No, absolutely not. No. But, I mean, last year they could have had the same kind of situation, basically, but they didn't take advantage of it. But this year they're taking advantage of it. And obviously they're facing Cinderella, you know, tonight with NC State, who just, you know, They were talking about canning their coach before the ACC tournament. Then they win 5 games in 5 days. And then, folks, again, people were writing about how it's hard, you know, when you win 5 games in 5 days, you kind of, you know, you just
exert a lot.
Oh,
yep.
Emotionally and physically.
Yep.
And it's hard to bounce back. But yet they were able to win and win twice and continue. It's going to be an interesting game. And it's actually, you know, historically, this week was the 50th anniversary of Marquette and NC State playing in the NCAA championship game in 1974. So it's a
1974.
So it's 2024, 1974, and the NC State beat Marquette 76-64 in the championship game back in 74. And now 50 years later, they play again.
So what does that mean?
It's just a little tidbit.
No. I know. I like it. But I mean, what does it mean? What do you think? What do you think tonight? I think Marquette wins.
I think Marquette. I don't know whether Colorado was just that good offensively at times, or Marquette needs to take a step defensively. I worry a little bit. I think Marquette's going to win.
Did you watch that game last night? I mean, everything is about shooting basketball.
Oh, I know.
I mean, honestly, but Marquette, if people are on or
but
not.
Marquette was, I mean, they were over 60%.
Correct. And I'm saying they shot the ball well, too.
It just feels like, man, are they going to do that again tonight? It's like maybe they could. When they're hot, they can. But I would just like to see, because I think they got it in them. I just thought that Colorado, early in the game, Colorado open looks they were missing.
They did have like one of the top shooting teams in the nation.
I know they did.
Yeah, I mean, so they can't shoot the ball.
I know, but they were good looks. I mean, it wasn't where it felt like the it felt like the intensity on the defensive end was not quite at the level that a Shaka Smart team at its best was.
I would agree. I just think
as you get deeper, you can't just hope that you're going to outshoot your opponent. I just think
because I really don't think that Marquette is that. I mean, I don't think they're efficient offensively, especially when they get up and down the floor. But when they can't get up down the floor, I think in a base set, I don't think their offense is that great. Quite frankly, in a slowdown formation, because Kolick is the real deal. I mean, that he had a big shot on there, and yeah. I love the guy. He's a heck of a player, and he
knows
does
how
everything.
To finish, huh? The little banks, the little kiss off the windows.
He's just fun to watch.
We're talking about that little flick of the left hand wrist.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you just watch that every time, you know?
Yes.
And he always makes it. It's
yes.
Like, you know?
He just kind of comes up there
and
throws,
it's not easy.
It. No.
And it's like he makes it look easy, but it's not easy at all.
But you tell me after that.
But
Cam Jones is good.
He's good. He is sort of the spark.
He's on.
Yes. Because if he's not on, that makes it a lot harder.
Because then who's your number two?
Exactly.
Because Iguodala has not been. I know they're saying he's an NBA buy, but sometimes he's all right.
Yes.
But all he really has is that floater.
I know. And it's like, and you kind of work. I mean, with Cam and with Tyler, it feels like you kind of expect it to go in. With Iggy, it doesn't feel like it. Even when it goes in, I'm not really sure it's going to go in.
Yeah. Correct. But Ross had a couple big threes in there, so they got somebody else that can shoot the ball, that did things. Mitchell can get he can get some points here and there, but I'm telling you, right now, they're better up and down.
Yes.
That's how they are, and that's how they're made.
And that leads to probably better looks on the other side as well, because that kind of—
Correct.
And that's going to happen. So, but I don't think— I mean, NC State— You got to wonder, what is the real NC State? They got this massive guy that reminds me of Robert Tractor Trailer back in the day, this 270-pound guy that just—
And taller. Because Robert Trailer, at least,
is
smaller.
Right.
This guy's huge.
You're going to see this guy kind of working its way in. I mean, you talk about the round mound of rebound. That is it. And that's going to be interesting to watch. But I just don't—I think athletically the Marquette's going to be able to make that guy run, you know, and hopefully wear him down.
I would think— The talent will, if they both play an A game, Marquette wins. You know what I mean? Now, if they play an A game, is the key. I mean, watching those guys shoot last night, they were wide open shots. Arizona couldn't throw the ball into the ocean. Yeah. I mean, they were like 4 for 20. This is college, and they were 4 for like 28.
Right.
I mean, it's, if you can't shoot, you can't win.
Right. You cannot. Obviously, Wisconsin's over the years has learned that you got to have a certain level of shooting to advance. But last night was interesting. Three upsets. This is opening up. UConn still looks like the team. I mean, they're kind of
unfortunately,
yes. Yeah, they're kind of. But the good thing is Marquette wouldn't have to play them until the championship game. It just feels like it's starting to really open up. There's a potential of something kind of special happening, I think.
Illinois has the offense to beat Connecticut. That's the one team that I think has the offense, and I think they can match up with them defensively to at least slow them down a little bit. That would be the team, honestly, I think that could beat them. That can beat UConn. Otherwise, somebody was saying like they might be the first team that wins by a championship by plus 10 every game, and I'm thinking to myself, this was before it started, I'm thinking to myself, you got to be kidding me. You know what? They might. They might. I mean, they're going through their like hot knife through butter. I mean, it's. I mean, they're just demolishing them and doing their thing and shooting the ball and going to the hole. They really look sharp so far going through.
I took a dip in our civic media pool. There's like 38 people in it. I was second going into last night. Now I'm down to eighth. But my max point.
This is kind of like you're gambling.
No, but my max.
You're points, dropping at the end.
I'm still. You know, when you're bowling, you have a max score. my max points are still the most. So if things go right, but that would include Marquette going to the championship game. So I have Marquette going to the championship
game. Well, then, of course, you just gave me the answer if you think they're going to win tonight or not. And actually on Sunday, for that matter.
Exactly.
I mean, they're going to have – if they can get to the Elite Eight, how great would that be?
Yeah. I mean, there's almost a chance to face Buzz. Because Buzz gave Houston a game last week.
I'm going to be honest with you, watching, I mean, this is way off the top. Some of these games are unbearable to watch because of the contact. And that that night, that was one of them, and the Alabama game against Grand Canyon. Those games were almost unwatchable.
Because they were just letting them bang away?
Just letting them bang away.
Then there's the opposite side, though. I mean, if you have those games where it's constant whistles, it's also unwatchable as well.
Correct.
The hope would be if you use the whistles early that the game would adjust, right?
Yes.
So, but you're right. If you just let it go the entire game, it becomes just a grind.
When you see guys on the ground all the time, it's hard to watch that kind of basketball. It was last Sunday was hard to watch. After that Marquette game, to watch the rest of those games, just because of how they were getting called.
Opening day for the Brewers. Again, it was supposed to be yesterday. Starts today. Man, a lot of injuries early for Milwaukee, isn't there? That's a worry.
How can they be above 500?
I mean, they're missing. And the thing was, going into the year, it felt like you had to have everything kind of go pretty well. And the thing is, at some point, Yelich will be injured. So it's like the back will start bothering him, you know. But I mean, it just feels like, man, it's going to take a lot of magic to make this Brewer team be there. By the All-Star break, it feels like this could be a long summer.
And they just threw Gaster got hurt.
I know.
So now they got. So I don't know how they're not going to even have a fifth guy.
And you feel for Murphy because, I mean, this is his big chance. I mean, he's been waiting. And he's been, number one, putting into the situation replacing Council. And then number two, you know, they trade away your ace and you're just not as deep pitching wise. And now you have the injuries. He's going to be forced to use all his skills that he's learned over the years in baseball. I mean, you hope for success for him because, again, it's just a very tough job.
I think there's not a doubt in my mind when they talk to him that they knew what the situation was.
Right. I don't think that.
I think he's relaxed. I think he's loose. I don't think there's any pressure.
He's got nothing to lose.
He's got nothing to lose.
He's got a 3-year deal. I don't think that no matter how tough the start would be, he's going through, I think, the first 2 years, maybe late into next year if it's really two terrible years. Then they say, well,
correct,
we're not going to bring him back as a lame duck for third year. We're going to. So he's got 2 years to kind of show that, hey, we're going to be back on the right track. And, you know, and frankly, again, I'm not sure that we've seen the end of the rebuild for Milwaukee, because I think that you're looking at a couple of the veterans that could be, you know, moved if they truly get off to a terrible start.
And when you say that, you're talking about
Adames, number one.
That's number
one. I think Yelich,
if they can get the contract.
And that's the thing. I mean, remember when that was such a team-friendly deal?
Correct. I mean,
and I think somebody, if he's playing well and the team's not doing well, then there'll still be because even, I mean, Yelich could have a terrific first half and they still could struggle because, number one, they just don't have the pitching and they don't have the closer anymore. You could actually be ahead 5-4 in the ninth inning of a lot of these games that back in the day.
They do have.
I know
the relievers. That is their one saving grace. But you know what? I can see a couple of those guys. If they can get something for those guys, I can see a lot of those guys being gone.
A complete kind of restructuring of what this team looks like. Because, I mean, the one thing the Brewers have done exceptionally well is they haven't been forced into a major teardown. They've been competitive, even when they've made changes during the changeover from, you know, even when Prince left. And then, of course, you know, you saw different guys leave, but they've always been able to. And a part of it has been the division has not been that great. And it'll be interesting to see if, say, Chicago takes a big step, whether St. Louis bounces back, because they traditionally have had that ability to do so. So, again, it's going to be.
I just don't know. The only thing that kind of throws me for a loop is then, why would they have signed Woodruff?
That's it. I mean, well, the thing, thing is, if he does come back, and again, in the end, it's, I don't know. I don't, that's a, it's an interesting.
That's the only one that throws me for a loop.
But How much did he get? Do you remember?
I think it was like 13 million, but most of it was
second year. Yeah, I mean, that's lower mid the starting rotation kind of guy payment. So
correct.
So I don't think it's one of those where you're kind of rolling the dice a little bit.
It's a PR. I mean, that's a lot of money for a PR, but I think that's a PR thing. It was a PR thing, I think, I believe.
I don't know if it's a complete PR
thing. Not completely. I'm saying, but you can't tell me it wasn't a little bit.
But it was also, but again, the guy, you know, he's good around the team, and I think there's an ad. There's
that's
an
what
ad,
I mean.
There's
that's
an added mean. Value as opposed to a PR. PR sounds like it's
I meant the being around the team. He's a what's that guy from the Bucks? Giannis's brother.
Theonis,
thank you. That's kind of what.
But Woodruff doesn't have his. They're not trying to keep his brother happy.
Well, if Woodruff had a brother that was that good, I'd be happy too.
I have no problem with Giannis hanging around to keep Giannis
for happy. That price.
Exactly,
that's nothing.
Exactly, so keep him around. He's a happy guy, so we're gonna enjoy it, you know. So
and they need that energy.
They certainly do. So, and
what about Bev?
Yeah, what about Bev?
He played last night.
I know
night,
he did play last night. That's. My first thought though is that apparently it was during the warm-ups last Sunday where he felt something, and my thought is, well, when you get to that age, the bones just start to break at any possible time.
I'll tell you this right now, not having Bev against the Lakers.
I know.
He at least brings a little.
I know.
Because they
that was one you can't lose. You can't lose.
Milton and Lillard. When they don't shoot, they can be bad.
I know. Same with the college game. It's
pretty simple how this goes.
Yeah, I mean, those balls clank. It's pretty ugly.
They're 10 for like 32 against the Lakers. Eesh.
Well, enjoy the weekend. Enjoy Easter.
Yeah, you have a good Easter and you have a good weekend. And
go rest up.
Hey, big two games of them. Let's go for that.
You got to get to the final.
You going to be watching the Brewer game this afternoon? Or you got to work?
I got to be around here. I'll follow it. Maybe I'm a radio guy. I can tune on the radio. But
yeah.
No Uke in New York, though.
So. They're still good. You enjoy yourself, Chad, this weekend.
Paul Mickling joined us every Friday. We'll wrap things up coming up next here on Bullfall. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bowfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Today is March the 29th of 2024, day number 89 of this year. And we're in fact getting close to the quarter pole of this year. 89 days into this year, 277 days remaining, and some famous events have occurred on this date in history. On this date in 1951, Ethel and Julius Rosenberg were convicted of conspiracy to commit espionage. On this date in 1973, Vietnam War. The last United States soldiers left South Vietnam on this date. 1984, in the middle of the night, the NFL's Baltimore Colts pack their belongings and move all operations to Indianapolis. On this date in 1995, M&M's announced that voters had chosen blue as the new color to be added to their candy. On this date in 2001, Chuck Sozio of Melrose, Massachusetts, won a whole set of appliances because he had the oldest operating Frigidaire in the U.S. and Canada, Sozio's fridge, made from wood and porcelain, was still operating after 77 years. He still used it in his garage. On this date in 2020, infectious disease expert Anthony Fauci warned America may see between 100 and 2,000 deaths from COVID-19. And on this date in 2021, the trial of former police officer Derek Chauvin for the murder of George Floyd began in Minneapolis. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today. Comedian and actor Eric Idle of Monty Python fame is 81 years old today. Actor Marina Sirtis played Counselor Troy on Star Trek The Next Generation is 69 years old today. Actor Christopher Lambert, star of Highlander, is 67 years old today. Actor Annabella Ciora of Law & Order Criminal Intent turned 64. Amy Sedaris of Strangers with Kennedy and The Mandalorian is 63. Supermodel Elle McPherson, 60 years old today. And Lucy Lawless of Xena Warrior Princess is 56 years old today. If you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Good Friday. It is No Homework Day. It is Lemon Chiffon Cake Day. It is Mom and Pop Business Owners Day. It is Vietnam War Veterans Day. And it is Smoke and Mirrors Day. All right. It is time.
Yep.
We need to end your long losing streak. Yes. What is it, 11 in a row? You've missed 11 straight numbers of the day. Mm-hmm. And again, based on the numbers, you should get 33%. You should get one out of every three.
The numbers are not on my side.
No, the numbers are not on your side. But you're due. You're overdue.
Yes,
again,
I am.
Just by luck of the draw, you should get this right today.
Yes.
All right. Our number for the day. And we mentioned earlier that the Powerball is approaching $1 billion, the jackpot, an eye-popping $935 million for the drawing tomorrow night, the 11th largest U.S. lottery jackpot in history. That means there have been a number of drawings where there's not been a winner. Mm-hmm. And your number for the day is, how many consecutive drawings has there not been a winner in the Powerball? Is it A, 27? Is it B, 37? Is it C, 47? So is it 27 straight drawings without a winner, 37 straight drawings without a winner, or 47 straight drawings without a winner?
Okay, I'm going to go with 27. I was thinking about it.
What were you also thinking about? What was the other choice you were going to pick?
Well, honestly, I was thinking about a 47.
Okay. Well, the thing about it is, if you had taken 47, you would have been wrong.
Okay.
You took 27, and you're wrong as well.
Man.
37 consecutive drawings without a winner in Powerball. So, again, you missed.
Yeah.
I tell you, when the correct answer is in the middle, you never take it. And then it seems like you take the middle other times, and it's not
the answer.
So it's like,
oh, man.
12 in a row.
This is really.
All right. We're going to come back Monday.
Yes.
And we are going to get you on a winning streak.
Yes.
I feel it. Monday, next week, in fact. We're going to have a good week next week.
Mm-hmm.
Start of April. We're turning the calendar. We're turning the sheets. So have a good weekend. Have a good Easter.
You too, Chad.
And we'll come back and start a great week next week.
Mm-hmm. Happy Good Friday, everybody, and have a happy Easter, too.
Thanks to Mike Clemens for joining us. Also, thanks to Paul Micklig for joining us. Stick around. Again, Matt and Air on Air. You'll have a chance to win with our Ride into Spring Text to Win statewide contest. Gene, in the very early moments of the show, will announce the keyword, and then you'll be able to text it in. Again, download the Civic Media app, open it up, get the Bow Falls radio page, click on the text, and then click the keyword, or just put in the keyword and send it, and you'll have a chance to win an overnight stay at the Chula Vista Resort. So Matt and Air on Air coming up next. Have a great weekend. We'll be back with you on Monday. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230.